Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with help from Hims. They provide access to personalized treatment so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of home. Fill out an intake form and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show here at 93.7 The Ticket. I'm going to stand all show like Rashawn does. I don't know how he does that. I'm still getting situated, so I'm just standing while I get out my water here. Then I'm going to sit my big fat rear end down like I normally do because I don't know how he stands for 2 hours. Hi, right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome into the Adam Carriker Show. It is a beautiful, cloudy, rainy day in Lincoln, Nebraska. Okay, what is your definition of beauty, Jackson? Because I have openly said, it was actually just yesterday. Other than wind, I love an eclectic mix of weather. So when it's like 95, like it was last night, yesterday afternoon, I'm cool with that. Still not the biggest fan of humidity, but it comes and goes. Things are greener because of the liquidity, the humidity, so to speak, in the air. Also, when you wake up and it's cloudy and it's rainy. By the way, a bunch of my kids' sports got canceled tonight, so I have like a free evening. as much as I love my kids' sports, it's also nice to have a good evening. I actually enjoy days like this. What say you, Jackson?
I love days like this. Like, I don't know. For me, it's like, I mean, I live in Florida, so it rains every single day.
Yep.
So it kind of like, for me, it's like a home type feeling because I feel like I'm in Florida every time it rains. Like, it was super hot yesterday, so we're getting heat lightning last night. So I have my windows open. I'm just sitting there watching all these crazy lightning strikes in the sky. So that's always super cool. But yeah, I like it when it rains. It's also better on the lighting in here because when it's super bright, it looks like I'm like Dracula pale of white. I'm a pretty pale dude, but man, yeah, the lighting in here is way better today because it's a little dark and gloomy.
I want to say anything, but you do look better today.
Thank you.
Not that you don't look great every day. You look beautiful every day.
I appreciate it.
You don't
that.
Know how to react to beautiful, do you?
No.
My kids are funny because they'll be like, "Mom is beautiful," and "Dad, you're handsome." It's like they're searching for just the right word, you know, because they actually want to actually compliment you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome into the Adam Carriker Show. It is a beautiful, each person's definition of beautiful varies. I think it's a beautiful, rainy, cloudy day here in good old Lincoln, Nebraska.
Yeah.
I don't know what the weather forecast is for tomorrow. Hopefully it's sunny and hot and summer is back in full force tomorrow. We had a gigantic pool party at my house last night with a bunch of soccer girls and It was fun. It was chaotic, but it was good team bonding. So I think they had a whole lot of fun. My kids are on so many different teams. I don't always get the opportunity to meet parents. And to be frankly honest, when I walk in to a situation, not everybody recognizes me, but I can see the people that do because their eyes get big. And I just want to put this out there. Just come over and say hi. I only bite occasionally. Okay. Most of the time I don't. Just come over. Just come say hi. I like to meet new people. I like to interact with new people, form relationships, and especially in the youth sports setting. Hey, we're there for our kids. We're all there for the same cause, the same reason. So come over and say hi. All right, the Adam Carriker Show. What you're going to hear? What are we going to hear, Jackson? Do you know? You've been here for 2 weeks. You're like a vet, man. Now. What is it?
I don't remember off the top of my head.
Husker sports, college football, and sports in general. Yeah. We are going to talk today. Okay, if somebody hands you the rope and says, go hang yourself, you're not supposed to put it around your neck and find a chair. I'm just telling you, I don't understand what the Big 12 and ACC are doing with the new college football playoff format. Now, Greg Sankey, shout out to Greg. This is a horrifically horrible proposal for the Big 12 specifically. All right, the Big 10 and SEC are like, yes. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't even think they want to come to a resolution with the Big 12 and the ACC. What they want to be able to say is, we tried. We tried. We're not the bad guys. It's you. Now we're going to go do our own thing. Because then they have justification for going doing their own thing and just taking over the sport and making basically all the money or 98% of the money. Probably 1.5 would go to Big 12 and ACC at that point, maybe 0.05 to the G5 schools combined. And at that point, they would go do their own tournament, so to speak. I think the G5 schools would. But I think the Big Ten and SEC, what they really want is to say, we gave our best effort. You guys screwed it up. So now we can go do our own thing, take over the sport, and basically make 98% of the money. But Greg Sankey, the Big 12 commissioner, we're going to play the clip of Joel Klatt. Joel Klatt nailed this. He absolutely nailed this. And I was a little surprised. Not everyone's willing to be bold all the time. I'm willing to be bold, okay? Love it, hate it, indifferent. You know you're getting the truth. And if I'm wrong, people have texted in and corrected in the past. Huh? Hey, I appreciate that. I have no problem being wrong, and I have no problem learning, improving, and doing better in the future, at least to the best effort that I can give. Joel Klatt's not always bold. He does a great job, to be clear. But, man, he was bold on this, and I loved it, and I agree with him. Josh Pate has talked about this same thing. He even quote tweeted the tweet that Klatt put out and said he's right. And if you watch Pate's show, okay, he basically is saying the same exact thing as Joel. He's just saying it in a different way, but they're saying the same thing. 5-11 is terrible for the Big 12 and the ACC, but especially the Big 12, the 5-11 college football playoff model. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to play a couple of clips from Joel Klatt. All right. And throughout the course of the hour, we'll go with hour two, what some anonymous Big Ten coaches had to say about Matt Rhule and Nebraska football, all right? And there's just a lot to talk about when it comes to Nebraska football, the camp that's going on, or the 7-on-7 tourney that's going on this week. One of a kind, first ever, never been done before, ahead of the curve type stuff. This makes me think back to when we were the first school to integrate lifting into college football. And it was thought to be a bad thing. And it was Osborne that convinced Devaney to bring on Epley. And Devaney was so skeptical, he said, if this doesn't work, you're both fired. So skeptical. But think about the amount of trust that he put into Osborne to bring in Epley at a time in the mid to late 60s when it was thought that lifting was bad for you. It was going to make you too stiff, so you couldn't be an athlete. And nobody knew. It's easy to look back now and be like, oh, well, that's silly. Well, we didn't know. It was actually thought to be bad. There was, I forget the name of the individual. He was actually kicked off a team. I think it was either Pittsburgh, Pitt Panthers, or Penn State for lifting. It actually kicked him off the team because he broke the team rules at the time. How mind-boggling is that to you?
That's insane.
This day and age. My point is, we were ahead of the curve with Husker Power back then. You look at that 70 and 71 team, and you think about the workouts and the lifting and what they were doing that nobody else in the country was doing. You don't think that made a difference in those two national championships and arguably one of the greatest teams of all time in 71? Not arguably, absolutely one of the greatest. Now, where they sit, sure. I don't know. Top five, top 10, top three, however you want to do it. But I'm looking at what Matt Rhule's trying to do with this 7-on-7 camp. Here's the problem. It's not a problem. It's going to have a gigantic positive impact for Nebraska because I just chatted with Trey Taylor this morning. He said the hardest thing is getting people to Nebraska. People kind of had this outside perception of Nebraska. I'm just going to be honest. It's cornfield after cornfield after cornfield after cornfield. I've been told that like a million times. Oh, yeah. But when they come here, they don't want to leave. So Trey's like, getting them here is the hard part. Once you get them here and they see the facilities and they get to meet the coaches and they see the fans and they see everything, the training table, the weight room and everything, they're like, oh, I hadn't really given this place a chance. This place is pretty awesome. So what Matt Rhule is doing is ahead of the curve. I hope I'm wrong, but I don't think it'll have the same impact as lifting did back then, because other schools are going to copy it much quicker than other schools copied our lifting format. It took them years. I mean, you looked at 94. We still had the Husker Power advantage in that Orange Bowl versus Miami. So it took them. I mean, schools were lifting by then, but they weren't lifting like Nebraska was for 2 decades. I don't think it's going to take 2 decades if this works for Matt Rhule for other schools to say, hey, we're going to do that too. So I love it. We're ahead of the curve. He's doing innovative things. That's what you have to do here at Nebraska. Hopefully other schools overlook it. I don't think they're going to, especially if it's a big success. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about anonymous Big Ten coaches, what they have to say about Matt Rhule, Nebraska football, and the like. All right. Again, what you're going to get, unique insight, unbridled honesty. Producer Jackson and I until Friday?
The 5th. Whatever the 5th is.
I think that's Thursday.
One of those days. Whenever Jake comes back.
I have this revolutionary idea of I'll look at the calendar. So this is our last show together, my friend. I'm just realizing that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I don't feel like working on Wednesdays. No. And then Jake is back on Thursday. It's our last show together, my friend. Are you going to shed a tear tonight?
I might shed a tear.
All right. I won't, but I will think of you often. No, producer Jackson and I are going to have whole lot of fun one last time. Unique Insight of Bridal Honesty and producer Jackson and I will have a whole lot of fun in the process. All right, so the 516 model. Five conference champs, power four.
Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with help from Hims. They provide access to personalized treatment so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of home. Fill out an intake form and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Again, we're still going to pretend there's four power conferences. It's 2-2 and everybody else. That's what it really is. Four power conference champs, the highest rated G5 team, and then 11 at large or wild card spots, whatever you want to call them. The SEC wants this. If I was the SEC in Big Ten, I'd want it too. The Big 12, for some unknown reason. Like, it's like the Big Ten and SEC said, go dig your own grave. Handed them the shovel, and the Big 12 just started digging. They want this too. Now, Greg Sankey, the Big 12 commissioner, has done beyond a good job. Think about whenever conference realignment started. Texas, Oklahoma, what was that, 5 years ago, 4 years ago, whatever it was. Go to the SEC. Everyone thought the Big 12 was dead. Like, you're done. And the Pac-12 met with the Big 12 and said, we don't want to merge with you. Because that was brought up, if you remember at the time. And basically, what the Pac-12 was doing was waiting for the Big 12 to die, and then they were going to take the schools. Well, here's what's interesting. Greg Sankey takes over the Big 12 as commissioner. All of a sudden, he does all these things. He brings in Cincinnati, brings in Memphis, brings in UCF, brings in all these schools. And now the Pac-12 is nowhere to be found. I guess they're trying to come back. They're the Pac-7 or whatever they are, I guess. I don't even know if that's official.
Who's even in it anymore?
I've talked about it in the past. I don't care enough to go into it again, to be honest with you.
I'm like, I don't even know. I thought it's just dead pretty much.
Like, the Pac-12 used to be a Power 5 conference back when the conferences were more evenly dispersed and you could say Power 5. Now they're like the Mountain West little brother.
Yeah. That's really
what they are.
Oh, no, yeah.
We'll talk about whatever the Pac-2, 7, whatever it is at some point later in the day. Basically, it doesn't exist in any way, shape, or form like it used to. The Big 12 does. And I've said a million times, there's a decent chance the ACC may eventually go away. Now, it's going to happen, if it happens, no sooner than 2031 due to all these contract TV deals, et cetera, et cetera. But I don't think the Big 12 is ever going anywhere because of what they've done. Now, I don't think they're ever going to be at the level of the Big 10 or the SEC. And they'll probably never have the amount of playoff teams in to the 14 or 16 team playoff that seems to be coming potentially. As the ACC, simply because they don't have the top-end teams like Clemson, Florida State, etc. All right, so we're going to play this clip from Joel. Because Greg Sankey, as good of a job as he's done, he wants the 5-11 model. Five conference champs getting in, and then 11 wild cards. And he thinks somehow that's better for the Big 12. And while you're listening to this, keep in mind, there is a 4-4-2-2-1-1 model, four Big Ten SEC teams at each conference, two ACC, two Big 12, one at-large spot, one G5. And there's also a 4-4-2-2-1-3 where it's all the exact same, but instead of one at-large, there'd be three at the end, which I don't like because now you're putting in teams that lost play-in games. So I don't like that per se. All right. But they'd be guaranteed two spots under this model. And while he's talking and listening to this, you look at 2024, if they did the 5-11 college football playoff model, they would have gotten one Big 12 team in. 2023, same model, go back and look at the rankings. One Big 12 team in. Go ahead and roll that Joel Klatt clip.
He said, in talking to our ADs, we want to earn it on the field. He said the 5-11 might not be ideal for the conference, but it's good for college football, and it's what's fair. He would go on to say the 5-11 might not be ideal, like he said, and he says, we don't want any gimmies. We want to earn it on the field. That was the direction of the key stakeholder group, the ADs and the coaches, and I feel very comfortable with that. I feel the same way, and I've been very outspoken about it. So that was the comment from Brett Yormark about the 5-11 model, which it doesn't make any sense. Make it make sense. It doesn't. How can you earn it on the field when you're trying to put the entire playoff in the boardroom of the College Football Playoff Committee? Because actually what the 5-11 model does is hurt the sport. It does not make the sport better. It certainly hurts the Big 12. There's no doubt about it. But because it hurts the Big 12, it also hurts the sport. Because what would be good for college football is if we continued to have more conferences that were relevant. And if we don't, then we'll get basically three things. One, the entire sport's going to be in the boardroom and it's going to be committee driven. What fan is desperate to have the College Football Playoff Committee run the sport? What? I feel like Mugatu, like I'm taking crazy pills.
Great Zoolander poll.
Like,
love it.
Is the piano key necktie back in? I don't get it. The committee has been terrible for the sport, as well-meaning as these folks that have been on the committee have been. The subjectivity of that room and the inconsistency of that room has been awful for the sport. We're going to lose non-conference games like we've continued to lose during the course of the year. Why? Because it's better just to have an easier schedule and have a better win-loss record because of the boardroom, right? So in no way is this earning it on the field. In fact, it shocks me that that would be the argument to have an 11 at-large model with the 11 basically picks from the committee. I don't understand that at all. You lose out on the play-in weekend like you would have in the model that I talked about last week, and you would have a massive amount, even more so than what we already experience, a massive amount of politicking and propaganda. And he said, in talking to our AD.
All right. So after listening to that clip again, and I heard it like two, three times yesterday, I didn't even have this down in my notes. I actually like these playing games that are talked about in the 4-4-2-2-1 model or 4-4-2-2-1-3. I hate the three at large because you're going to have all these teams that lost playing games to still get in, so playing games mean nothing. So I like the 14-team playoff. Also, the top two seeds would get a bye, so the Big Ten SEC could have their championship games, and those games actually mean something. I don't really value a 1-16, 2-15. If they go to 16-team playoff, they may get rid of the Big Ten SEC championship game. Well, those games are more exciting with something on the line, first round bye, as long as it's 1 week off and not 49. Okay. And being the top seed versus, in a big place of Big Ten SEC championship game, we get a 1-16 and a 2-15 matchup, zippity doo dah, in my opinion. But he pointed out we don't get the playing games. Or we do get playing games, and then they really mean nothing. But I think we don't get the playing games.
If they mean nothing, then why would you put them in? It doesn't make any sense.
I actually like the playing games now that this has been proposed.
Yeah. No, yeah, for sure. Like, the playing games actually sound great compared to this.
So like, people could argue, Adam, you get rid of the playing games, that it values the regular season more. That's what you want, Adam. Well, here's the other problem I have with getting rid of the playing games, because I've never understood. In 2020, we did this, and Austin and I talked about it, I think, last week. In 2020, with the divisions that they had at the time, obviously we don't have divisions, but on championship weekend, the Big Ten West number two played the Big Ten East number two, 3-4, all down. We haven't done that since. By the way, why didn't we continue that? But all these teams are sitting at home on their rear ends eating Mama Christmas cookies while championship games are being played. Why isn't everybody playing on that weekend? That's another reason I like the play-in games. For me, anyways. All right. Dude, I got a lot of notes on this. I ain't getting this in about 5 minutes. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to go to break. All right. This is going to be the discussion pretty much this first hour. I have mentioned in the past, college football was my favorite sport as a kid growing up. I was enamored by trying to find a way to keep college football unique, special, one-on-one, yet a better way of finding a true national champion. And this is going to affect our sport in so many ways, the college football sport. So I got lots of thoughts on this as first hour. Then we'll go to Nebraska football talk in hour two. And I got a bunch of random off-the-wall stats as well from baseball and other things too that I think are kind of cool. Hopefully people find interesting. All right, but we're going to take a break. But I want to throw it to the folks out there that are listening. All right, the 5-11 model. First off, does it make sense? Or you've had so many different college football playoff options thrown at you at this point. Is it all just mayhem and craziness and confusing? Does it make sense? Number two, do you like it? Yes or no? Let us know. What's that number there, Jackson?
402-464-5685.
All right, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.